You're listening to SBS News.
A former Australian Defence Force member who's now a senator in the federal parliament says the Senate should look into allegations of mishandled sexual crimes by United States military personnel stationed in Australia. The US-Australia alliance has been the bedrock of this country's foreign policy since World War II, but it's been rocked by allegations that reports of serious crimes by US forces in Australia were mishandled. Senator Rex Patrick says the Senate should investigate.
Really concerned me about the story is the claim that ADF members sought to discourage complainants from coming forward. That's totally inappropriate, and that's something I don't think is consistent with ADF leadership objectives, and something I'm very likely to bring up at Senate estimates.
Senator Patrick says in some complex cases, having US authorities investigate crimes could help reach an outcome, but it has to be on a case-by-case basis.
But there may be instances where it's hard to get enough evidence to reach the burden of proof required in Australian courts, and that's where it's sometimes very useful to hand over an allegation to a military force.
The Women Veterans Network of Australia supports the calls for the Senate to look into the allegations. Spokeswoman Dr. Kerry Summerscales is a veteran with the Australian Army of 30 years' experience. She reached the rank of Major before retiring from the ADF. Dr. Summerscales says she was shocked by the claims revealed in the SBS News investigation.
It shouldn't matter if they're in uniform or if they're not in uniform or whatever their job may be. If you're a perpetrator of sexual assault, then you should be held accountable, and it should be more than just by your employer.
International law experts are calling for a review of the treaty covering US forces in Australia, known as the Status of Forces Agreement. Professor Donald Rothwell is an expert in military and international law at the Australian National University.
I think that some of these instances that SBS has reported on do indicate some chinks in the armour of the Status of Forces Agreement, ones that may not have necessarily been anticipated back at the time that it was concluded.
Professor Rothwell says if the issues aren't addressed, Australian and American authorities could risk a collapse of trust in the local community.
If these issues are not properly addressed, you can see a real breakdown in the relationship between the host community, in this case Darwin, and the visiting forces, in this case the United States.
The Department of Defence says it's committed to supporting those affected by serious crimes and to holding perpetrators to account. Henry Zwartz, SBS News.